Yeah, so it is clear from the Bible that Satan is just a created being. Yes, he has power, but it's limited by God. And we definitely see that God uses Satan for his purposes.
Now,
let's get into the why questions.
Yeah,
okay, Satan rebelled against God. Yeah, why did God didn't destroy him right there and then? Why allow Satan to deceive Eve to begin with? Why plant a tree in the garden?
Of the
tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, why even plant it there? Why didn't he plant it outside the garden? Why not build a fence around it? Yeah, so Adam and Eve couldn't even get to it. Yeah, because later on, God was perfectly able to protect the tree of life.
These
angels in all directions with the flaming swords. Why make even a tree? Why not create this environment where Adam and Eve are just unable to do something wrong? So they just lived happily ever after. Now the answer to that is, and the answer to why the devil needs to exist and his minions is that we are created with a free will. We are created to make our own choices. Yeah, God did not create a bunch of robots. Yeah, that he's ultimately manipulating at the background. Yeah, because what's the difference between us and a computer?
There's
a lot of difference, of course, but
nowadays
you have these fancy human looking like
computers.
And the difference is we have a free will. Yeah, we have a desire to do certain things. Yeah, we can want something. Yeah, computers are just programmed to do certain things. Now, they're able to make computers today that look pretty human-like with AI.
But
they're still just doing what the programmers have made them to do. Yeah, and they can do some randomized things that make them look and sound more like humans.
شاید صداشون به نظر انسان باشه. یه سری برنامه‌ای دوش داده شده که یه سری کارهای انسانی انجام میده.
That's also just programmed in.
بازم برنامه نویس رو
نمیشه. They have no free will.
حق انتخاب نداشته اون ربات.
Now, we are not pre-programmed.
ما برنامه ریزی نشدیم.
We can make choices that are actually real.
ما انتخاب کنیم. انتخاب‌های واقعی داشته باشیم.
We have a free will.
ما حق انتخاب داریم.
Yeah, human beings are not some kind of computer running over lines processing data.
که بتونه دیتایی که خداوند بهش داده اون برنامه‌هایی که داده خداوند رو انجام بده.
Yeah, and we're not Calvinists who says, oh, God determines everything.
خداوند همه چیزهای زندگیمون رو مشخص کرده.
But God is this great puppet master. Yeah, playing with a box of puppets. And if you really would believe that, and that people would do, then you're also saying that God is responsible for all the wickedness in the world and all the evil. Yeah, after all, he's just a puppet master. He's just a programmer. He made creation do all these things because he's all behind all of that. And that's a lie. Yeah? God is so great that he is capable to create beings that have their own free will. That can make choices on their own. That are not pre-programmed. Of course, God knows what we will decide and what we do, because he's eternal, he's outside of time. Yeah, but God doesn't make us do these actual things. We can choose, we have a free choice. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and that's a good example of God showing us that we have a choice. Deuteronomy 30 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whither the Lord thy God had driven thee.
چون این چیزها یعنی برکت ها و لعنت هایی که در برابرتان نهادم همگی بر شما واقع شود و آنها را در میان همه اقوامی که یهوه خدایتان شما را به آنجا میراند به یاد آورید.
Yeah, read the whole chapter at home, but this is about that God is giving them options. Yeah, we're going to read another couple of verses from it, but yeah, God has set things before them to make a choice.
Yeah,
they can choose, hey, go this direction, it will carry blessings. Go that direction, that will carry curses. Go to verse 15. Yeah, and then afterwards we're going to read another one from there. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. Yeah, there's a choice. Yeah, they are able to make a choice between those things. Skip to verse 19.
امروز آسمان و زمین را بر شما شاهد میگیرم که زندگی و مرگ و برکت و لعنت را پیش روی تان نهادم. از زندگی را برگزینید تا شما و نسلتان زنده بمانید.
Yeah, so God tells them, you choose what it shall be. Yeah? He says, hey, this is what I want you to choose. Choose life. Yeah, but it leaves a choice upon for them. Yeah, you have a free will to choose either way. Yeah, God is not making that choice for them as some puppet master.
Yeah,
playing puppet God at one side and then puppet Israelites on the other side. Yeah, and then make the puppet Israelite go to sin.
No.
This is a real choice.
Yeah,
the Israelites had to make.
Yeah.
Like with salvation.
Yeah.
We need to make a real choice
to
trust in Jesus Christ. Go to Revelation 22 and read verse 17. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Yeah.
It's whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's the will of the individual to take that step. Go to Luke 7. Luke 7,
15.
Luke 7, 15. It's 50. And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Whose faith saved her? Who made that decision? The woman's faith. She made the decision. She had faith. Yeah, we have a free will.
Yeah?
And God created us with the ability to make free choices.
And actually, the
term free will occurs 17 times in the Bible.
Yeah,
many of them talking about a free will offering. Something outside the tithe that somebody was completely free to decide to offer to God, to give to God. Not required, not forced. Just what they felt in their heart, this is what I want to give. They could choose. Go to Ezra 7:13. I make a decree that all day of the people of Israel and of his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee.
حکمی صادر میکنم که از میان مردم اسرائیل یا از کاهنان و لاویان ایشان که در قلمرو پادشاهی من هر که راضی به رفتن به اورشلیم باشد میتواند همراه تو برود.
Yeah, we have a free will. We can make real choices. And believing that you live in some kind of simulation or in part of some puppet show, or that you're these biochemical computers that just run through biochemical codes. Yeah, these things are not biblical.
Yeah,
these are just stupid ideas. Now, how does this tie in with the fact that the devil is allowed to exist?
And
not only the devil, also his minions and other wicked people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think like, God, why don't you just take this person out? Why don't you just destroy these evil tyrants in this world? And the answer to that is that we are given an opportunity to exercise our free will, our free choice, where we are able to choose between different paths, different options.
Yeah,
probably this won't ring a bell with anybody, but Ford in the beginning made these default standard cars. It's like you could choose any type, except it had to be black and it had to be the exact model number.
تنها حق چیزش این بود که یا باید سیاه باشه و این مدل، ولی بقیه چیزاش رو میتونست انتخاب کنی که بسازه.
Of course there was no choice, there was just one thing.
میگفت انتخاب داری، ولی انتخاب چیه؟ همش یکیه که.
Yeah, go to Hebrews 11:6.
عبرانیان 11:6.
Yeah, because the Bible says that we are to exercise faith.
خداوند گفته ما ایمانمون رو باید ازش استفاده کنیم.
The faith includes a choice.
ایمان حق
to have faith in something compared to something else, there's no choice.
انتخاب داشتن در مورد چیزی که در مقایسه با یه چیز دیگه.
اما بدون ایمان
11:6 yeah.
اما بدون ایمان خشونت ساختن او غیر ممکن است، زیرا هر که به سوی خدا می آید لازم است که ایمان آورد بر اینکه او هست و جویندگان خود را پاداش می دهد.
Yeah, the Bible says that we need to have faith to please God.
کلام خداوند میگه ما باید ایمان داشته باشیم.
There's something that we need to choose between.
چیزی که باید انتخاب کنیم.
Yeah, if there's no choice, there's no step of faith.
اگر ایمانی نباشد.
That's just what it is.
قدم ایمان وجود نداره.
Now choose between what?
بین چی انتخاب کنیم؟
Now choose between the truth of God.
بین حقیقت خداوند.
And all these other ways, these things that are not true, the things that the world offers.
دروغی است دنیا میده.
Choose between what are lies.
دروغ‌ها.
And what is the truth?
به حقیقت رو انتخاب کردن.
Yeah, God put a tree in the garden, giving them a choice to either choose for him, to obey him, or to reject him, to disobey him. Yeah, there's no free will if God would manipulate everything, so there would be no choice anymore. Something which would be easy for God to do.
Just
put everything right that somebody just cannot do anything wrong. Yeah. Adam is about to think about something wrong. God distracts him with something else. Yeah, God could do that. But then God would be that puppet master.
Just
pulling all the strings and just making everybody just do what he wanted them to do.
Now,
God is not a puppet master. God didn't create puppets. Yeah, he created beings that can choose for themselves. How is Satan involved in this? Now, Satan gives us the lies. Satan is the deceiver. Go to John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because the truth is not in him. No truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
که درود راستی نیست، هرگاه به دروغ سخن میگوید از ذات خود میگوید، زیرا دروغگو و پدر دروغگویان است.
Yeah, there's no truth in him, the Bible says. Yeah, we either believe on Jesus who is the truth, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says, or we decide to believe in the lies of Satan. How does Satan bring these lies? Through false religions, false teachers, school systems teaching evolution.
evolution در حقیقت
false Christian ministers, so called Christian missionaries.
Yeah, so انقلاب نه evolution. Evolution چیز که میگن از چه نه انسان ها عوض میشن، یعنی در حقیقت از میمون ساخته شدیم به رسیدیم به آدم تکامل.
Yeah, through false so-called Christian missionaries.
که مثلا مس میشنرهای دروغی.
Through social media.
به وسیله سوشال مدیا همون. به وسیله خبرها.
Yeah, etc.
همه اینا میتونه ما رو گول بزنه.
Yeah, it's Satan who is behind these things.
شیطانه که بیرون همه.
Yeah, with the help of Satan, this world is flooded with alternatives to the truth.
با ضد حقیقت در حقیقت.
And we are to make that choice. We have to make that step of faith.
باید اون قدم ایمان رو برداریم.
To choose life rather than death.
یا زندگی رو قبول کنیم بر ضد مرگ.
Now people say, oh, but these people are being deceived, and
it's
because they grew up
somewhere,
they were taught certain things,
and
that's why they are in that situation.
No,
and that's not true. The Bible says, if you seek, you will find. Yeah. If you would call out to God,
if you
sincerely want to know the truth, you really think that God will deny you that truth? God, please reveal yourself to me. I want to know the truth. I want to know who you are.
Yeah,
I want to worship the only true God. Well, God said, oh, sorry, you're in the wrong place. Bad luck. Or, oh, you're just too stupid to figure it out. It's you die and go to hell.
No.
God wants everybody to be saved. And he died for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says. And he is able to bring the knowledge of truth to that person. Yeah? He is able to do that. Yeah, there's a choice to make. Yeah, because the Bible talks about overcoming the world.
Yeah,
you're overcoming the falsehood by this deception, by believing the truth.
پیروز بشیم و حقیقت رو قبول کنیم.
And if we're honest, it's not that hard actually.
سخت نیست که حقیقت رو تشخیص.
Yeah, there are not that many religions to choose from anyway.
مذهبای زیادی وجود نداره که بنش بخوای.
There's only a few main groups you have.
فقط چند تا اصل وجود داره که بخوای تحقیق کنی در مورد.
You have Hinduism, you have Buddhism.
بودا داریم.
And they're kind of the same thing anyway.
هندو بودا تقریبا یکیه.
This death worship, believing in reincarnation.
ایمان دارم به اینکه میمیری و دوباره به شکل حیوان دیگه در میای.
That's not difficult to figure out. That is bogus.
مسخره است این که داریم شکلمون عوض.
You have Islam.
اسلام رو داریم.
It's a big group.
که گروه زیادی اسلام هست.
It's not difficult to figure out. There's something wrong with that.
وقتی به اسلام اعتقاد بیاری بفهمی غلطه.
Yeah, where you have
Muhammad. که
محمد. Yeah, who's the main prophet? The example to follow.
محمد که پیامبر اصلی است، نمونه ایمانشونه.
Yeah, he marries a 6-year-old.
He continues to marry at 9. در 9 سالگی زن حامله میشه. دختره.
But any definition that's called a pedophile today.
هر کسی امروز نگاه کنی میشه.
It's not hard to figure out that is actually wrong. If you're interested in truth, you will figure this out.
اگه تو بخوای در مورد همون میفهمی که اشتباهه.
Paganism.
حقیقت بت پرستی.
Do I even have to make a remark?
اصلا باید اسم ببرم چجوری
بت پرستی. The mythical gods of the Greeks for example.
مثلا خدای های یونان قدیم چندین خدا داشتن.
They're like big children fighting with each other.
کوچیکن خدایان که زدم میجنگن.
They're like humans in the clouds.
مثل انسانایی که تو ابرها دارن با هم میجنگن. خدای دریا بر ضد خدای زمین.
Yeah, that's obvious. That is.
این ساده و روشن حقیقت نیست. ساخته شده دست انسانه.
That's humans doing that. You're creating that idea. You have the religion of atheism.
بی خدایی رو داریم.
Yeah. They say, oh, nothing exploded.
Yeah,
it's a religion. They believe that.
Yeah,
they believe non-living matter can create living matter.
That's
a fairy tale for grown-ups.
Trying
to deny God with science, so-called, not real science. Yeah, the Bible says the fool says in his heart there is no God. And then the only thing left is Christianity. And it's not that hard to figure out who are actually the Bible-believing Christians among that group. Yeah, you go to the Orthodox Church. They don't match with the Word of God. They don't care what it says. The Catholic Church, you name it. Yeah, it's not that hard to actually figure out what are the false religions, what are false, who is right. Yeah, and it is Satan who is behind these false religions.
Yeah,
and basically giving us the opportunity to make that step of faith, to have faith and make a choice. That's what God requires. Salvation is by faith. God requires. This is how we show that we choose the right way.
We choose the truth
by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Go back to 2 Thessalonians 2 and read verses 9 to 12 again, because I just want to point it out again. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 to 12.
دو بوت سالنیک دو نه تا دوازده
که ظهور او به عمل شیطان است با هر نوع قدرت و آیات و شگفتی های دروغی و به هر نوع فریب ناراستی برای هالکین از آنجا که محبت راستی را نپذیرفتند تا نجات یابند و بدین جهت خدا به ایشان توهمی بزرگ میفرستد تا دروغ را باور کنند و تا محکوم شوند همه کسانی که راستی را باور نکردند بلکه در ناراستی لذت بردند.
Yeah, so Satan deceives them, yeah, with signs, with lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Why was he able to deceive them? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They received not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They chose wrong. They did not have faith in what God says is the truth. They believed a lie. It was their choice, their free will choice. Yeah, and the devil is used here as the trash man to just, in the end, gather the people up who've chosen death rather than life.
Yeah.
In Revelation 20, Satan was released to gather up the trash in the world by deceiving the people to go into a battle that would end up getting them destroyed. Why will they be deceived? Because they loved not the truth. They did not have faith. They did not make that choice. Yeah, or they did make the choice and they chose death. They didn't make the right choice. Yeah. And basically Satan, able to deceive them, reveals to the rest of the world where their hearts really are. And today it is the same. Yeah, God uses Satan or the devil for his purpose. Yeah, again, even though he has his own wicked and evil agenda, ultimately he accomplishes the things that God wants to be accomplished. Yeah. It all turned out to be aiding God's purpose. So there's a purpose for Satan to exist. There's a purpose for wicked people to be allowed to exist. What is that purpose? Satan is the father of lies. He's behind the false religions. But he gives us the choice to choose between truth or reject the truth. And without faith, we cannot please God. Yeah, God wants us to freely choose Him. He wants us to freely love Him. Yeah, how would you feel if your husband and your wife would you know your wife would love you because she was just programmed to do so? That love wouldn't mean anything. Yeah, you want your wife to love you because she actually loves you. Yeah, and the same is for if you're a wife, you want your husband to just love you because God told him so.
هستین میخوان که شوهرتون دوستتون داشته باشه نه به خاطر اینکه یه نفر بهش گفته
بلکه واقعا دوستش داشته باشه. You want somebody to love you because they actually want to love you.
بخواد واقعا دوستتون داشته باشه.
Now, God requires faith.
خداوند میخواد که ما ایمان
داشته باشیم. Without faith it's impossible to please God.
بدون ایمان غیر ممکنه خدا رو راضی نگه داریم. And it requires options. و برای اینکه ایمان داشته باشیم باید حق انتخاب وجود داشته باشه. باید خوب و بد وجود داشته باشه.
Yeah, the presence of Satan gives us
پس در حقیقت وجود شیطان اجازه اون حق انتخاب رو بهمون میده و هدف شیطان وجود این حق انتخابه. خداوند میخواد انتخابمون واقعی باشه و علکی نباشه. اگر اون حق آزادی رو نداشته باشیم، اگر اون انتخاب رو نداشته باشیم، خداوند هیچی نیست به غیر از این که در حقیقت نقش اون عروسک رو بازی میکنه.
Or that programmer.
اون برنامه ریز.
Yep, God has created us with a free will.
خداوند ما رو انتخاب کرده با حق آزادی و انتخاب.
Yeah, and he doesn't force us to love him.
ما رو اجبار نکرده که
دوستش. He wants us to love him, but
خداوند میخواد که ما عاشقش باشیم.
Freely, so it is real love. It's a real choice.
حق انتخابمون واقعی باشه.
Yeah, we saw that Satan is used as a trash man. He will guard the wicked for destruction.
آشغالیه که آشغال دنیا رو جمع کنه. اونهایی که تو دنیا هستن که بره به نابودی برسونه.
He deceives those who don't believe the truth.
حقیقت بسوزونه اون آشغالا رو.
Who go after unrighteousness.
اونهایی که ضد بدی
رفتن. That's the purpose of Satan.
شیطان هدفش در حقیقت
That's the reason why God allows Satan to be there. Satan
در همشون رو نابود کنه.
We saw that God uses Satan to wake some people up.
شیطان
let their flesh be destroyed so they can be saved.
برای بیدار کردن یه نفر.
Yeah, we saw with Job.
ایوب شیطان God uses Satan و ازش استفاده کرد.
To help Job to grow.
که کمک کنه ایمان ایوب.
Yeah, so he shall come forth as gold.
که در حقیقت اگر ایوب طلای ناخالص بوده،
God uses Satan.
و شیطان خداوند ازش استفاده کرد که هدف و برنامه خودش رو برای زندگی تک تک مردم انجام بده.
What do we do with that in 2021?
ما در سال 2021
If I go home, what difference does this to my life? Now, first of all, knowing these things about Satan, about the devil, it should give you peace over the fact that Satan is on a leash.
Yeah,
he's limited in what he can do.
فقط یک زالوس و حق انتخاب نداره کار زیادی نمیتونه بکنه جنگ بزرگی نداره اون زالوس
where the outcome isn't sure because you have two main forces now
که قدرت بزرگ
God is in control
خداوند تحت کنترل داره
the devil is nothing compared to God and he's only allowed to do what God allows him to do
شیطان فقط اون کارهایی رو انجام میده که خداوند
the Bible says to only fear God that's what our focus should be on
کلام خداوند میگه ما فقط بعد از خدا بترسیم
it's God we want to please
خداونده که میخوایم شاد بکنیم.
Yeah, the Bible says he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
کلام خداوند میگه آن که در درون شماست قوی تر و بزرگتر
yeah,
از آن که در دنیا است.
We don't have fear, we can have peace.
ما ترس نداریم.
Knowing that Satan is around.
آرامش داریم و میدونیم که شیطان هست.
But hey, we are saved.
ما نجات داریم.
Yeah, he's only allowed to do whatever God allows him to do.
هر چه خدا بهش بده.
God loves us. He has good for us.
می‌دونیم که خدا عاشق ماست و خداوند بهترین رو برای همه ما می‌خواد. پس اون آرامش رو داریم که شیطان هیچ قدرتی در زندگی ما نداره.
Now, it should help you.
باید کمک می‌کنه.
Have peace knowing that these wicked people, the devil,
that they are
allowed and they are there for a purpose. God is using them.
هدف داشته برای وجودشون ولی قدرتی برای ما نداره.
Worry too much about all the wickedness in the world. God in His wisdom, we can know. God in His wisdom allows them to be there to carry out whatever God wants to do with it. Why
does
these wicked people live to 90? They have a purpose. They are garbage collectors. They draw other wicked people in. We over the time we had. Certain time we had some people who were wicked and they took other wicked people with them.
They're garbage collectors.
They're working as after Satan.
They're
like small antichrist. And they will be dealt with in the end. Just like Satan will be dealt with after his use is over.
کارش تموم شه سوخته میشه
اونها هم میسوزن
همشون در آتش جهنم نابود خواهند شد
میتونیم
همه اونها رو به دست خداوند بسپاریم و آرامش داشته باشیم
we don't have to be upset
و نباید نگران این باشیم که همه اتفاقش میفته نباید بترسیم
we don't have to worry
نباید نگران باشیم
we don't have to become angry all the time
نباید خشم داشته
باشیم when we look at the evil
چون به چیزهای بد دنیا نگاه کنیم میبینیم دشمنامون چی کار میکنن
ultimately
در آخر
they serve a purpose
یک هدفی دارن
The Bible, it's a parable, we're not going to go there because of enough time, but there's a parable about the wheat and the tares.
علف‌ها
the tares are left in the field till the harvest.
علف‌ها در زمین گذاشته شد تا زمان برداشت.
Yeah. Or the Psalm 37:23.
مزمور 37 آیه 23 رو
بخونید. We can go to bed in peace.
می‌تونیم امشب راحت آروم بخوابیم.
Yeah, knowing that God is in control.
خداوند همه چیز رو تحت کنترل داره.
Yeah, that there's no Satan out there that
و هیچ شیطانی اون بیرون وجود نداره.
Do whatever to you.
که هیچ کاری و بلایی سرتون بیاد.
Now, if something happens to you,
اگه اتفاقی براتون بیفته,
yeah, it's your doing.
خودتون کردی.
Yeah, or God allows things in your life.
خداوند اجازه داده تا.
Yeah, we can destroy ourselves. We cannot be destroyed by Satan.
به خاطر انتخاب‌های بدمون.
Psalm 37:23.
مزمور.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his ways. Psalm
37:23.
اگر خداوند راه کسی را خوش بدارد، گامهایش را استوار می‌سازد.
Yeah, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
خداوند قوی میکنه.
We can go to bed and know that hey, if we are that good man, if we are living uprightly before God, hey, our steps are guided.
اگر آدم نیکوکار هستیم، قدم‌هامون محکمه و لغزش نداره.
Satan is nothing to us.
شیطان هیچ قدرتی تو زندگی ما نداره.
Yeah, go to Romans 8:28.
رومیان 8:28.
All things work for good for those who love him and
همه چی برای نیکوکاری استفاده میشه.
Romans 8:28.
8:28 بخونید.
و می‌دانیم که برای آنانی که خدا را دوست می‌دارند و به حسب اراده او خوانده شده‌اند، همه چیزها برای خیریت ایشان با هم در کار می‌باشد.
All things.
همه چیز.
All.
همه چیز.
Things work out for good.
برای خیریت.
To them that love God.
برای اونایی که خدا را دوست دارند.
Yeah. Meaning those people who actually live uprightly, who.
کسایی که درست
زندگی می‌کنند. You love God by obeying His commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah, to them that are called according to His purpose.
Yeah.
Including whatever the enemy tries to do, it will work out for good. Yeah, whatever the devil and his minions are doing, what these wicked people in the world are doing, ultimately, it will work out for good. Ultimately, everything will serve God's purpose. Even the devil.
وجود شیطان.
Yeah. And our attitude.
رفتار ما.
Yeah, in a world
دنیا,
of evil and wickedness.
تو دنیای پلیدی و
in a world of the seed.
تو دنیایی که همش گول میزنه.
Yeah, should be one of peace.
باید یکی از اون آرامش باشه.
Because we know the truth.
که ما حقیقت رو بدونیم.
Yeah, we know that ultimately.
در آخر میدونیم که.
Yeah, whatever happens.
هر اتفاقی که بیفته.
Yeah, it serves whatever God wants to be happening.
هدف خداوند و برنامه خدا رو انجام.
And we should sit still. Obey God, live rightly, God's soul winning, reach the lost, and just enjoy the ride.
و اون مسیر رو زندگی رو ادامه بده.
Yeah, wherever God will take that.
هر جایی که خداوند ما رو ببره.
Yeah, and whatever enemies we have.
هر چه دشمنی داریم.
Yeah, they're existing so you can afford as gold.
که آخر سر آتشی باشه که ما رو طلای خالص بسازه.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.